Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, in the midst of all the lies, the darkness is being so distinctly separated from the light today.
It is. And the good thing is that God's truth always has a way of revealing itself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd have to say that what has happened over this weekend, even like maybe the past 4 days, is that truth unraveling right
yes.
now. And they are not going to be able to block it any longer. And
yep.
everything that we're seeing happening with the January 6th committee
yes.
and the prisoners held in the gulag or the dungeon, like I like to call it,
right.
is really going to come back and bite every last one of those
Absolutely.
Horrible criminals involved with that January 6th committee.
That's right. Yeah. So we are looking forward to that. And we have just a sweet audio clip. Some of you may have heard it over the weekend. An audio clip that went, it's number one on the charts for the Apple downloads.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the top 10 of all music, period,
right
now.
Yes.
And of course, what we're talking about is the new, I guess you could call it a song. It's called Justice for All. And this was recorded, Kash Patel organized this whole thing
yeah.
with President Trump. And apparently the prisoners, all of these J6 prisoners, sing the national anthem every single night before they go to bed.
They pray together. They read the word. They pray. And then they sing the national anthem.
That's
and
right.
this was recorded. I saw this last Friday, but it was the raw version of just them like being recorded on a cell phone.
Right.
Well, apparently Kash Patel, working with Steve Bannon and their studio, they digitally remastered it and added President Trump giving the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Throughout this. Well, we're going to play it for you in segment two.
And plus, the good part here is that it's raising funds. You can actually go and download this.
Yes.
I guess whatever nominal fee it is.
I forgot to look. Like $1.99 or something.
J6PrisonChoir.com. And so if you go to just the letter J, just the number 6, prisonchoir.com. I would just do it whether you want to ever listen to it again or not, because all of those funds are being forwarded to all of the January 6th families.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, do they ever need it? These people, these poor, poor people, every last one of them and all of their family members that have just been, you know, just
decimated,
wiped out by
yep.
what has happened to their family and these prisoners. I mean, we've got after the break, I've got a clip here from Matthew Perna's mother. And Matthew Perna was probably, I mean, such an innocent, almost like I'd have to say very nearly timid type person. He had never even had a speeding ticket his whole life. And he walked through open doors on January 6th, just standing there with everybody else.
Yes.
And of course, I've got the whole story here for you after the break, but we've got a clip here. Matthew Perna committed suicide because it was just more than he could handle.
Yep.
His family say he committed suicide because of a broken heart over the case, because he was guilty of virtually nothing.
Right.
And was wasting away in this prison with what he felt like was no hope whatsoever.
Yep.
And so we've got that clip from his mom after the break. And so, oh my goodness, if you could please just go to J6PrisonChoir.com and pay to have a download of that so that everybody in America that is jumping on board and downloading this as quickly as we can, it will go to help these poor families. And
yeah.
And so it's this is massive.
Yeah. So not only can you watch the video, and I don't know how much it is to download like on iTunes, but I'm on the J6PrisonChoir.com website right now, and they're selling a vinyl record. It's a 45.
Oh, cool.
It's $99.99 for this vinyl record. You can still download it, so you don't have to wait. And they got the video that you can watch. But they have 45 on a 45. It's a 45 record for those of you familiar with vinyl records. And we began rebuilding our collection as well. It's kind of fun. But anyway, it is, where was it? They have a bonus recording. The vinyl record features the single Justice for All on side A, which you guys are going to hear in segment two, and a special bonus audio recording from Donald J. Trump on side B. And yeah, 7-inch, 45 RPM record in a vinyl jacket. So
right.
That goes to support the families of the January 6 prisoners. What a worthy cause.
Right. And it's with everything that has been exposed by Tucker Carlson and the sheer flat out brazen lies from these criminals in the January 6 committee of these people had better be released like immediately. What's even better is what you and I were talking about on Friday. I commented, I said, I hope that now the GOP House will step right up and do an investigation on the January 6 committee.
Right.
And wow, lo and behold, announced it. They are going to do just that. And that is starting today. And so we'll get to more of those details after the break as
I'm loving it. And the communists are flipping out right now. How dare Tucker Carlson release this video? When even one of the Democrats on that committee said that they didn't even...
They never even watched any of it.
Right. He said we had... this is a Democrat that was on this committee when asked, was saying we didn't really review the video footage we had because we didn't have access to it. So we had some of our staffers kind of look through some of it, unquote.
And yet they had the gall to go and talk in front of cameras accusing all of these more or less innocent people of such heinous crimes, even though they themselves had never even watched any video.
A couple snippets that their staffers pulled out showing some of the agents provocateur who have not been arrested yet, breaking windows and urging people to storm the Capitol, and like Ray Epps. He's not been arrested.
Yeah, FBI won't say a darn thing about him because, well, they were in on it.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm fully behind. I think it was Josh Hawley or maybe Matt Gaetz or both saying they need to dissolve the FBI because they're so corrupt.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely corrupt to the core.
Well, and not only that, we have been saying that forever now because the FBI and multiple different intelligence agencies have been weaponized against the true American people.
Right.
And Trump is calling them out. We're all calling them out now. And what is fascinating about that little bit of information is I've got this quick little clip here that you're just going to die when you hear this. Joe Biden, he says, of course, his biggest lie yet, he says, MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments.
Yes.
Well, unbelievable. I went, what? Wait a minute. That's always been the left.
Yes.
That is a communist tactic.
That's an Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the whole communist movement, including members of his own regime.
Right.
Who have called for that. While they're, meanwhile, weaponizing the Department of Justice to act
and the
illegally.
FBI. Yep.
Well, that's the FBI. It falls under the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they are, well, they've moved beyond marginalization and demonization. Now it's the criminalization. So, they're progressing just like they're following the communist recipe, their playbook.
And didn't every single MAGA Republican in the whole United States, as soon as they started saying they wanted to defund the police departments, every last one of us went, what kind of moron does that kind of garbage?
Well, that's when Patriots started flying the blue line American flag, support the blue.
Yep.
And now it's a racist symbol.
Yeah.
Well, he's accusing us of wanting to defund the police departments.
Right. And so what he did, his clever little slither of the tongue, basically telling all of the woke media who don't know lies from a hole in the ground. He basically tells them that we are the ones calling for defunding the police departments and the FBI. So he lumped in the police departments with FBI.
Yes.
As if that was ever what we were talking about.
Well, the boots on the ground police out on the street, they know the real deal. Yep. They know
we all know.
Yep.
And so just the fact that he instantly lumped that in there to the whole FBI, defund the FBI, which should be defunded because they're illegal as all get out.
Oh, it's just completely dissolved. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. And so listen here. We'll just go ahead and play that clip for you right now. Go ahead.
And so, folks, look, MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the police departments and defunding the FBI now. That's a good one. I like that one. Well, guess what? And they refuse to provide funding that's going to keep communities safe and secure. We talk about about crime. Well, it's outrageous. My budget invests in public safety. It includes funding for more training, more support for law enforcement, at a time when they expect to play many roles.
See, more propaganda, more lies. Funding for the FBI does not keep our communities safe.
Exactly.
And they've been calling for defunding the police departments for years.
The past 2 years,
now.
Over 2.5 years.
And my budget calls for training. Yeah, like transgender, wokeness, everything else. That's the kind of training that's going to make our community safer.
How to use somebody's pronouns correctly.
Safer for perverts, maybe.
Right.
But it's not making our communities any safer. But, you know, we see through the lies.
And just the fact that he would use that bold, brazen, flat-out lie.
They're bold, aren't they?
It is. They are. It's awful.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day here real quick so we can make sure that we can play these awesome audio clips on the other side.
The counter to all of the lies.
That's right.
The truth of God that is black and white.
Love it. Looking forward to it.
The word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 10, that reads under the title, David's Kindness to Mephibosheth. Now David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You, therefore, and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And that's it.
Wow.
But now the interesting part here is that it says in the Bible notes, "for Jonathan's sake." This refers to and goes back to the covenant of friendship and kindness that David and Jonathan had made to one another in 1 Samuel.
Right.
And then David sees himself as acting in behalf of God. In his graciousness to Mephibosheth, he illustrates the kindness of God. When Mephibosheth was 5 years old, he and his nurse were fleeing for their lives after the death of Saul and Jonathan at the Battle of Jezreel. Mephibosheth had fallen and become lame in his feet. And so Machir is mentioned, and he was a wealthy man who took the young orphan into his house after Jonathan's death, and his residence was Lodabar in the wilderness east of the Jordan River in Ammon, and near present-day Ammon in Jordan. And so then the land that David restores is likely that which Ziba was farming near Gibeah. And when he mentions, "Eat bread at my table," Mephibosheth is put on the royal pension for the rest of his life.
Wow.
As one of the king's sons, and even eats at the king's table. And so that's pretty remarkable because that
was very exceptional back then.
Oh, right.
I mean, even among family members and friends, it was a very exclusive thing. Just because you're a family member or a friend, you didn't get that position.
Right.
And so this was really highlights the promise that Jonathan and David had made to each other to take care of each other.
Right. And here is this little boy who's only 5 years old and was permanently lame from his injuries, when apparently it was when they had to flee, when Mephibosheth and his nurse had to flee after the death of his father.
They were
going to
kill the whole family, right?
Right. And so, yeah, that is, here we're always talking about the great, bold fearlessness of David, who would go out there and slay however many
tens of thousands
of men, right? And he was such a bold warrior for the Lord. But he also had the gentle kindness
of
the
tender
Lord as
side
well.
Of him.
That's right. Yeah. The shepherd.
Right.
The shepherd that will take care of his flock and go and fight the lion in order to save them. And when he brings the lamb back, he treats it kindly.
Right.
I think that's a really good aspect to point out about David too, that he wasn't just all warrior.
Right.
He was an awful lot of heart, as shows in everything that he wrote to God in Psalms.
Oh, yeah.
He had quite a tender heart, as we know from many of those.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's a really good one. Good reminder. And I've read that. I've never really keyed in on that.
Yeah, I've never really...
Just to focus on that aspect of it.
Yeah, the humanness and the kindness of a strong, fearless warrior.
The compassion and restoration, because, right. I mean, his father and grandfather were both killed.
Right.
And here he is, really an orphan with nothing. And Saul, being a king, he had land. He had fields and, vineyards. And restored all that and gave it to him.
Yep, that's
so
pretty
awesome.
So he'd
be taken care of.
Yeah. and just the flat-out integrity that David had as a friend, that even though his friend was dead and now he was king, he didn't forget that commitment that he had to his friend. And so how wonderful to have friends like that would actually take care of your son if anything ever happened to you, and take care of him the rest of his life.
That's right.
Well,
very cool. Okay, so one more time, let's get the scripture out there for the listeners.
Okay, and by the way, that's the most difficult name, I think, to say multiple times in the whole Bible.
Yeah.
Mephibosheth.
That's a tough one. Mephibosheth, aluminum.
Yes, linoleum.
Right.
Okay, so that was from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 10.
There we go. All right. Cool. All right, folks, stick around. This is segment one of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, taking your preps to the next level. The website is prepping2-0.com. We'll be back right after this message. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence, so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, I think we should go right into this first clip that we have here. And this is talking about One of the J6 prisoners who was just completely annihilated, right down to his spirit, ended up committing suicide.
Yep.
Because of this. And this is an account being read by, I want to say...
by his mom.
Oh, okay.
And this was posted on Marjorie Taylor Greene's website because she's standing right behind Matthew Perna's mom as she's reading this. So listen now to what she has to say.
When Matt found out that his picture was on the FBI site, he wasted no time in turning himself in. He contacted the local FBI office first. Matt was polite and respectful. He told them exactly what happened and left nothing out. They returned a week later and they arrested him on misdemeanor charges. In the meantime, we retained an attorney who assured Matt repeatedly, "Don't worry, I've got this." The local newspaper spent every chance they had printing false articles about Matt, and social media was even more brutal. When the Department of Justice added the felony charge of obstruction to 270 protesters, his attorney still insisted he need not worry. But worry is all Matt did. Matt himself, before this event, had never had so much as a parking ticket to his name, and now was being accused of a felony. He lost income. He lost his friendships. He lost his standing in his community. But we stood by Matt as his family because we knew him. When he eventually pleaded guilty, after several attempts of having the felony charges dropped, people asked him, "Why on earth would you plead guilty if you know you're not guilty of a crime?" The answer was easy. Matt had become the former shell of his former self. Worry, anxiety, stress had worn him down. He suffered constant nightmares and began throwing up blood. He was no longer comfortable leaving his home. One setback after another took its toll on him, and he just wanted it to be over. His attorney encouraged him to plead guilty by telling him that he would not receive a fair trial in this town, and that he was not strong enough to stand trial.
Yeah, that's just, that's heart-wrenching to hear his own mother, you know, share that. And of course, the audio wasn't the best. It was pouring down rain, and so they're filming from under umbrellas. But that story just needs to get out.
Well, and the problem, of course, being the fact that, look at what we see now. The fact that they were held against their will, basically, without even sentencing for the most part, and... they're languishing away. They're guaranteed the right to a speedy and public trial.
That's right. Right?
Well, it was neither speedy nor was it, well, I mean, it was definitely not really public either. That's
it was for political purposes, and we all know it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we've got the J6 committee that is now going to be investigated for their criminal part in this, and this man took his life.
Well, there's another brighter side to this. The January 6 prisoners that are praying together and singing the national anthem together, lifting each other's spirits up. This is so encouraging, and this is so well done. We want to get right to it so we make sure we have enough time. But listen to this.
Thanks so much, Steve. And everybody, I know we move fast, so everybody take a breath. Just take a pause for what you're about to see here. We all know the plight of the Jan 6 prisoners and their families and how due process has been destroyed for so many of them. We also know, or some of us know, that they sing, the Jan 6 prisoners themselves sing the national anthem every night for 700 straight plus nights from the jails themselves. So what we thought would be cool is if we captured that audio and, of course, had the greatest president, President Donald J. Trump, recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we went to a studio and recorded it, mastered it, and digitized it, and put it out as a song, now releasing exclusively on War Room, the video, the first time ever, the song Justice for All by Donald J. Trump and the Jan 6 Prison Choir. This is on the billboards. It's going to break the charts. But here's the most important part, Steve. All net proceeds go to Jan 6 Families. This video is going to bring you to tears, and the song is available everywhere songs download.
Of the United States of America. Justice for all.
Sung from prison.
Yep.
Keep them in your prayers, guys. You be safe. You have a great day out there. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's great. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.